Hello, everyone. This is CircuitPython Weekly for Monday, June 15th, 2026. It's time of the week when we get together to talk about all things CircuitPython. I'm Liz. I'm sponsored by Adafruit to work on CircuitPython. CircuitPython is a version of Python designed to run on tiny computers called microcontrollers. CircuitPython development is primarily sponsored by Adafruit, so if you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, consider purchasing hardware from adafruit.com. This meeting is hosted on the Adafruit Discord server. You can join anytime by going to adafruit.it/discord. We hold the meeting in the CircuitPython Dev text channel and the CircuitPython voice channel. This meeting typically happens on Mondays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, except when it coincides with a U.S. holiday. In the notes doc, there's a link to a calendar you can view online or add to your favorite calendar app. We also send notifications about upcoming meetings via Discord. If you would like to receive those notifications, ask us to add you to the CircuitPythonistas Discord role. There is a shared notes document that accompanies the meeting and recording. You can contribute to this document beforehand. File notes document includes timestamps to go along with the video, so you can use the doc to skip around, view parts of the video that interest you most. Meeting tends to run 30 to 60 minutes. After each meeting, we post a link for the next meeting's notes document in the CircuitPython Dev channel on the Adafruit Discord. Check pinned messages to find the latest notes doc so you can add your notes for the following meeting. If you wish to participate but cannot attend, you can leave hug reports and status updates in the document for us to read during the meeting. This meeting is held as five parts. First part is community news. Second part is state of CircuitPython libraries in Blinka. Third part is hug reports. Fourth part, status updates. And fifth part is in the weeds. And with that, we will get started with community news. All right, so CircuitPython MicroPython file system access via serial. Access a CircuitPython MicroPython device's file system over the serial REPL. Ideal for boards without native USB, original ESP32, ESP32C3, C6, etc. Exposed three ways: Fuse, FTP, or WebDAV. All three sit on the shared library cpfs.py, raw REPL transport, and file system API. cpfs.py is also usable directly and as a small CLI. I thought that was very interesting because I've definitely hit that with boards. So, very cool. And then project of the week, examples for CircuitPython on PicoPad. Maker class updated a set of examples for CircuitPython on PicoPad. Verified functionality for CircuitPython 10. Overall, there are already more than 30 examples. And then, not necessarily CircuitPython, but I think really, really, really cool, Linux on FruitJam. There's a playground note. Definitely check it out. And these news items and more are available in our weekly Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, which goes out via email on Monday mornings. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks to Anne for putting the newsletter together. If you have any Python on hardware projects to share or find content you'd like to see included, please consider contributing to the newsletter. Email cpnews@adafruit.com with a link to content. And that's community news. Next up is state of CircuitPython libraries and Blinka. This is a quantitative overview of the entire project. It gives us a chance to look at the health of the project separate from our status updates. We'll talk about the project overall, then separately discuss the core libraries and Blinka. So overall, there were 12 pull requests merged by five authors: Maker Melissa Pyclaw, Dan Halpert, Tan Newt, Mikey Sklar, and Kritish Mohapatra, and then five reviewers: myself, Maker Melissa, Tan Newt, Dan Halpert, Foamy Guy. There are five closed issues by two people and four opened by three people. And now we'll hear from Dan about the core.
Okay, thanks. So in the past week, in the core of CircuitPython, there were six pull requests merged, three authors, Maker Melissa, acting through a PyClaw agent, myself and Scott, three reviewers, myself, Tim, Foamy Guy, and Scott. And now you've got 15 open pull requests, which is great. It's well under the 25 that fit on one page. So we have room to grow, but you want to keep the number down if we can. Also in the past week, there were four issues closed by one people. I'm one people, I think, and two opened by one people. That may also be me, but I'm not sure. And now we've got 781 open issues, which is nice. It was over 800 for a while. We group thing issues into milestones. So right now we've got eight milestones that we keep track of. There aren't any open issues for the current stable release 10.2.x. There are 46 open issues for 10.3.0, which is the next release that's coming up. We've released a couple of alphas for already. And you've got 31 issues for 10xx, something things that we'd like to fix sometime in the 10 release 10 time frame. And we've got 14 issues open for 11, and those are deferred from 10, probably because there's some incompatibility, and we only do that on major version changes. And then there are a bunch of other things like 660 long-term issues and other issues that are third-party or classified as libraries. And there are no issues not assigned a milestone, so we're up to date on triage. And that's it for the core.
Great. Thank you, Dan. Now we'll hear from Tim about the libraries.
All right. Thanks, Liz. This section covers all of the CircuitPython libraries, which are hosted on GitHub under two different library bundles. We have the Adafruit library bundle, which has 393 libraries in it currently, and we have the Community library bundle, which has 177, for a total right now of 570 different Python libraries that support various things on CircuitPython. Over the past week, we had six pull requests merged across the Adafruit library bundle by two different authors, thanks to Mikey Sklar and Kritish Mohapatra. My apologies if I mispronounced the name there, for the community bundle guide contributor, that one is. There were three reviewers, thanks to Maker Melissa, Liz, and myself. Of the pull requests that were more merged, the oldest one was 10 days old, the newest ones were 1 day old. Lots of action in e-ink drivers, so if anyone listening to this has a CircuitPython project that runs e-ink drivers, you might check for an update on the drivers there. Of what remains, I should say, after the week, we have 45 pull requests that remain open. The oldest one of those is a draft that is at 1,397 days. The newest one is brand new at 1 day. Issues-wise, we had one issue closed by one person, two new issues opened up by two people, and that leaves us right now with 781 open issues. There are two of those right now that are labeled as good first issues. You can find those two and the rest listed over at circuitpython.org/contributing, which is a website where you should head if you are interested in contributing to CircuitPython on the Python side of things. When you first load that page, you will find a list of links over to GitHub to open pull requests. These are waiting for a person to review that pull request. So this tends to be the first thing we point folks towards who want to get involved but don't necessarily have a specific idea of what they want to work on. This is always good stuff to pick up. So you can click through, read up on what the pull request is, what the changes that are being proposed are, look at the code from that pull request. You can review it for syntax, spelling, functionality, etc. If you have the hardware for whatever library that is, you can go ahead and test out the proposed change and then leave a comment there on GitHub letting us know what you found when you looked over the code, as well as what you found if you were able to test it out. Once you get comfortable with that process, if you like to get leveled up to join our review team so that you can get notifications and other pointers on GitHub, we can work with you to add you to that. If you would like to submit some of your own changes, you can get started with that on the same page, circuitpython.org/contributing. Along the top, there are some navigation links. If you click over to the issues link, you will find a similar looking list of links over to GitHub, but these ones represent issues. They don't have a proposed change yet. They're waiting for a person who would like to come along and resolve whatever the issue is. It might be fixing a bug or adding a new feature, enhancement, or example to that library. So if you are interested in getting involved, again, you can kind of look through that list, find something that you're interested in, click through to GitHub, read up on what the issue is, and then submit your own PR to resolve it. We do have a learn guide for contributing to CircuitPython using Git and GitHub, and we also have folks who are more than happy to help you out here on Discord. So if you are trying to contribute either reviewing PRs or submitting some of your own and you're having trouble with any part of the process, just come say hi on the Discord. Let us know what you're up to, what kind of issue you're having. Somebody there will be happy to help you out. We want everyone to contribute in whatever way works best for them. And I will leave you with a new library in the community bundle is a new one for controlling seven segments directly. We have a couple of chips that can control 7 segments, and we have drivers for those in the bundle, but this one is for raw I/O controlling. So check that out if you are interested in 7 segment devices. And that is what is up in library land. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Tim. Now I will read about Blinka. Blinka is our compatibility layer for CircuitPython on single board computers like Raspberry Pi. There were no new pull requests merged. There are currently 12 open pull requests. No issues closed or no issues open either. No news, good news. 84 open issues though currently. And then number of supported boards, 174. And that is going to do it for a state of CircuitPython libraries and Blinka. And next up is HuggerPorts. So HuggerPorts is a chance to highlight folks in the CircuitPython community and beyond for doing awesome things. I will start, and then we'll go down the list of HuggerPorts alphabetically. If you're text only or missing the meeting, I'll read your notes when I get you in the list. So I will kick things off with a group hug, and then we'll hear from Dan.
All right, so thanks to Bablock B, who was working on I/O extender support, additional I/O extender support, and a diagnosis of a problem initially. And thanks to Tim for reviewing my PRs to the CircuitPython core while Scott is away.
Great, thank you. Now we'll hear from Tim.
Right, I have a hug report to Dan for thanks for looking into so many issues in the core lately, especially lots of the trickier ones. As well, another hug report for pointing out an issue with the community bundle builds that is occurring. Also, thanks to Specky88 on Discord, I believe this was, who shared a project for porting the basic implementation of Linux to the Fruit Jam. That was the one linked above in and in the newsletter. Also, thanks to Mikey Sklar, who wrote up the playground for it. That looks like a really cool project. And I have a group hug for everyone else. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. And that is going to do it for Hug Reports. Next is Status Updates. Status Updates is our time to tell folks what we're up to individually. I will start, and we'll go through the list of updates alphabetically. Why call on you? Take a couple minutes to talk about what you've been doing since the last meeting and what you'll be doing until the next meeting. So I've been working on a CircuitPython chiptune player. It uses synth.io to play the chiptune file types that are decoded for playback. I'm using a TFT Featherwing to have a touchscreen GUI to navigate playback controls and choosing files from the SD card. I also spent some time writing a keycad to Fritzing tool that works the same way that Eagle to Fritzing does. When I make Fritzing parts for the product guides, the Eagle to Fritzing tool is able to map a directory of SVG subparts that we have in a folder to the breadboard layout view. And I really wanted to make sure we could still leverage those parts. So there are also some specifics with how the schematic and PCB part views are rendered. So I was able to retain all that functionality with the new Python script, and it basically runs it the same that you point at the main script and you point it at your KiCad PCB file, and then it spits out all the formatting that you need for Fritzing, including the parameters file, but then you can edit and have it have the Fritzing file appear differently. So I'll be writing that up as a guide as well, and the code will all be shared. And now we'll hear from Dan.
Okay, so in the past week, I've fixed mostly some Espressif BLE bugs. Some of them I had an LLM help me. Sometimes it's helpful, sometimes it goes down the wrong path, but I can tell when that's happening. And I also fixed a kind of a longstanding sort of technical debt thing that we were using interrupt handlers for DMA on the RP2XXX ports in a very old way, and we need to do it better. And again, I had an LLM read the issue and propose a solution, and after trying two LLMs, the second one did a much better job, and I tested it and it works, and it's merged now. And I've got plenty more bugs to work on for the 10.3.0 release. Right now I'm going to work on a problem that the Memento camera is no longer working since ESP IDF was updated to v6.0.1, so that's clearly something we need to fix very soon. And that's it for me.
Great, thank you. Now we'll hear from Tim.
Right. I have been looking into the issue with the community bundle, no longer building. I think I have figured that out, and I've got a couple PRs out that should resolve it, although I will note it's difficult to tell for sure until the actions rerun afterwards. So I'll keep an eye on it after these are merged and after the actions run. If we need to follow up with anything, I will do that. One thing that I do know that I want to do is add an action to the community bundle that will check for if the person has, like, whenever a PR is submitted specifically is when this will run, and it will check to make sure that the PR branch doesn't have a new folder at the same level as drivers and helpers, because we always want the libraries to go inside of one of those. But the GitHub interface, it makes it easy to miss when you're reviewing a PR that it's not in one of those. So I think an action to help catch that will be nice. So I'll work on that this week. That was one of the issues leading to our current situation, but not the only thing. Beyond that, I have been continuing work on circup run command, which we talked about a bit in the weeds last week. I have got that moved into circup, and I was able to integrate it successfully with PyTest. So this week I am going to clean up the code and get it submitted as a PR to circup. And then once that's in, I will follow up with a PR in one of the libraries to submit an actual test that shows how to integrate this. And then the main thing that I've been working on is the Raspberry Pi video feedback project. So I've got the code basically finalized for that, submitted to the Learn repo, and I am working on wrapping up the guide pages this week. So that is what I'm up to. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Looking forward to that guide. There are no in-the-weeds topics today, so I think we can move to finish the meeting. This has been CircuitPython Weekly for June 15th, 2026. Thank you to everyone who participated. If you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, and those of us that work on CircuitPython, consider purchasing from the Adafruit shop at adafruit.com. The video of this meeting will be released on YouTube at youtube.com/adafruit, and the podcast will be available on major podcast services. It'll also be featured in the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe. And the next meeting will be held next Monday, as usual, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and that'll be on June 22nd. This meeting is held in the Adafruit Discord, which you can join by going to adafruit.it/discord. To be notified about the meeting and any changes to the time or day, you can ask to be added to CircuitPythonista's role on Discord. And we hope to see you all next week. Thanks, everyone.